So I want to thank you so much for agreeing to talk some about your experience with Parkinson's and what you've tried and what's worked and what hasn't worked. So could you just talk a bit about what your experience has been?
Well, I've been recently diagnosed with Parkinson's, December 2007, and so I suppose you could say that I'm still a newcomer to Parkinson's. I had had quite a background in martial arts. I had black belts in karate and jiu-jitsu, both, and I've been a member of the U.S. team on various occasions traveling internationally, and had a fair amount of training in meditation, in some of the healing arts. So I was oriented toward a slightly different approach to dealing with Parkinson's and coping with it mentally myself. And so I've been trying to adapt meditative techniques to help me when I have an off day with Parkinson's.
So what is it exactly that seems to help?
It's being able to clear my brain, what's left of it, and literally drop away from the pain and discomfort and twitching, quivering sensations. With me, my case of the Parkinson's, I have what's probably going to be termed central pain, and so I have a fair amount of pain that comes and goes, and just being able to distract myself and pay no attention to it whatsoever is very helpful.
Are you currently taking a regimen of supplements and prescription medications to help the pain and the symptoms out?
Yes, I'm taking Cymbalta, C-Y-M-B-A-L-T-A, for pain. That's an off-label use of a common antidepressant. And I'm taking Murapex for the Parkinson's itself. 1.5 milligrams three times a day. And, of course, I'm taking some fairly heavy-duty vitamins and minerals, general kinds of things to help maintain my body as best I can.
When you talk about meditation, could you possibly say a little more about specifically what type of meditative approach works best for you?
For me, a very Zen kind of approach helps. And what I do is a very simple kind of breathing control ritual to control the breath and use the breath to control the mind. I focus deep down in my abdomen and try to breathe through to the tandem point, T-A-N-D-E-N point, trying to inflate my lower abdomen with every breath. And I'll count on the inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I'll hold for a count of 4, hold my breath, and then I'll exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. A lot of people will do that with a meditative word, a ritualistic word, a mantra, in other words, or a prayer if they're devoted Christians, a holy word of some kind. But I prefer just counting out 1, 2, 3, 4, and I find after doing that for a little while, I don't have to count anymore. Breathing becomes automatic. To take deep, deep breaths, hold, and exhale very slowly. And it's very calming.
And do you typically set a time aside to do this for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, or is it the kind of thing that you do standing in the grocery store line?
It's the kind of thing I do as needed. When my stress level goes up, when the pain goes up, then I'll respond as needed.
And so do you notice when you do this meditative technique that there is a relief in symptoms?
Yes. I'm no longer focused on pain, and my shaking diminishes. For whatever reason that might be true, it seems to diminish.
What other approaches or natural therapies do you use that you find gives you relief of your symptoms?
Something very, very similar, and we've learned this from the local Lutheran church. Meditative prayer, centering prayer is what they call it, and it involves both the zazen of Zen seated and mind blank and let yourself experience God presence of God nearby and touching you, and Dozen, walking, meditation in motion. And that's very helpful as well, as perhaps a little more acceptable to many traditional Christians than the Oriental style meditation.
If people wanted to learn more about all of that, would they just Google something like centered prayer?
Centering prayer, yes. And I find that Thomas Merton, the Catholic monk, has been one of the major leaders in the centering prayer movement. And there's a fair amount of it that is Catholic and a fair amount that is Lutheran as well as other name brand churches.
Are there any dietary concerns that you have or that you attend to that you'd like for other people to know about that seem to make a difference?
I have to watch my fluid intake and keep my fluid intake up. Sometimes I forget to drink, and then the symptoms get worse, so I have to keep myself constantly hydrated, which seems to help me in, again, my particular set of symptoms and condition. One thing I've learned in the short time I've been ill with Parkinson's is that everyone is different, and everyone responds to the disease differently. And there seem to be individualized symptoms and perhaps individualized techniques in meditation or activity that will help counteract the symptoms.
That's sure what we're discovering. Different people have different approaches that seem to really make a difference. So what about exercise? Do you notice any connection between activity, exercise, and feeling better for yourself?
Yes. Yes, I walk an awful lot. I'm no longer able to do karate or jujitsu. I can't stand to have somebody drop me on my head 3 or 4 times in a row anymore. And so I walk a lot. And when I walk, I try to exercise and to flex all my joints as much as possible, to flex my arms, my wrists, my fingers. I'll make faces. I'll speak out loud with facial expressions. Again, stretch the facial muscles and get the throat muscles loosened up, because it all seems to help different areas.
And those walks are typically 15, 20, 30 minutes or longer?
Typically a mile or more, and up, a little uphill, a little downhill. Through the neighborhoods, I make circular walks. I'll stop and chat with somebody from time to time if they're not too horrified by this person walking along, waving his arms in the air and making faces at them while chanting to an unseen entity or other.
So you are walking around the neighborhood, and you are grimacing and making noises, and
yes.
Sometimes I guess people might note that something interesting is happening, but I guess people don't take much notice one way or another.
No, people tend to mind their own business, and I'll do this during the daytime when a lot of people are at work and otherwise aren't. They're home watching TV or whatever, and I'm out there walking by the front window, and they really don't seem to pay a whole lot of attention to me or what I'm doing.
Are there any sounds in particular that you make that seem to be particularly helpful?
Vowel sounds, A-E-I-O-U, and because they open the breathing passages, and they open the mouth wide into a nice oval. So I'll say, A-E-I-O-U.
Have you ever been a singer in your life?
I used to play the guitar a lot. I very seldom play it anymore. That's one of my major complaints, is musical kind of dystonia. I find it very difficult to play a musical instrument now, keep it synchronized. That's another common complaint with Parkinson's, incidentally.
Yes.
And the singing is a problem for me because of throat paralysis. And, my wife just commented, you certainly sing in church. If I'm relaxed and able to sing along with others, it's easier for me to sing than to sing solo. So getting a group together would be a good idea, I think, and sing well-known songs with facial expressions. and hand gestures.
You mentioned the incredible experience you've had in karate, and as I understand it, you're saying that you're not active in that anymore because it does not help the symptoms relieve. Is that, do I understand that correctly?
That is pretty correct. I'm less able to exercise in that form. I need to find a softer form of the martial arts, perhaps Tai Chi, to exercise in. Because the karate is such a hard exercise, and to do it at any speed at all is rather punishing. And at the same time, I lose my balance very easily. So if I spin around doing a kata, I'm very apt to get dizzy and fall, which is a bad scene. Again, that's common with people with Parkinson's, PWP.
For somebody who has just heard the news that they have the symptoms of Parkinson's, what would you want to be sure and say to them?
Well, I want to tell them that, first of all, Parkinson's is not in itself fatal. They do not have a fatal disease. They have a disease that might incommodate them, might make them feel uncomfortable, might make them feel some pain, but that there is hope to cope with all of this by getting your mindset and learning to just numb yourself out to the interference of Parkinson's and see what you can do to cope with it yourself. Does that make any sense?
It sure does. Is there anything we haven't talked about that we need to be sure and talk about?
Boy, I can't think of anything off the top of my pointed head. I've gone from somebody who's been exceedingly physically active, including international competition, and to being somebody who's been inactive. It's been a shock. And I've just had to come up with my own coping mechanisms to deal with that shock. And everyone has to come up with their own coping mechanisms and try to cope.
So over the course of the period that you have had the symptoms, it sounds like what you've been able to do is to find a number of ways to get relief as those symptoms begin to flare up.
Right. I've been to every MD within probably a 50-square-mile area and haven't had a whole lot of relief other than the one who prescribed me the Cymbalta and for pain, and the one who finally caught on that I did have Parkinson's and not just plain Parkinsonism, and that I need to go on a real Parkinson's medication.
So that's helped, and a lot of the other therapies that you've created for yourself are also a huge help in terms of being able to feel better.
Absolutely. And again, I'd emphasize that everyone is unique and that what I do might not work for somebody else and what they do might not work for me.
Right.
And if there's a Parkinson support group in the area, they need to compare notes.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Find out what works.
Right. Find out what other people are doing and maybe do some experimentation to see what might work for them.
Right.